All right, y'all, you're ready? Let's start in child's pose. So just start making your way to your hands and come on to your knees. And just feel your way into this. Yeah, just be comfortable in this. And just notice like the contact surface of the bottom of your hands touching your mat. Just for a moment, notice the space between your hands and your hips. And, you know, like as if you're looking closely from above, notice the space from hands all the way back through your spine to your hips. And if you can, through your nose, just take a long breath in and a controlled breath out. And we'll just go through one more breath, just like that. In and gently out. And then come up to your hands and knees, and let's just do a few cat-cows here. So this is just warming up spine. So hands under shoulders, breath in, lift your chin, that's it. And then round your back with your breath out. Do it again. Inhale to round. Three more. Go on your own. It's like find your breath and your movement without going like too fast. But see if you can just find that full range of motion in your spine. And if you want a sideways bend, try that. All right, now tuck your toes. Press back, downward facing dog. And do. Give yourself a little space and time just to feel your way into this posture. And lift your heels up and just find full extension in feet. Take a breath in. And drop your heels back down. Now bring your feet together and take your right leg up to the ceiling. And bend this leg and just open. Good, now straighten your leg back up. Keep your leg up and lift your bottom heel again. Lift way up under your toes, stay there. And give one more breath in, kind of spark it. And then foot to the floor, all the way down. Now high plank, take a breath in as you come forward. We'll just lower slowly to low push up or your belly. Up dog, take full breath in. Downward dog, go back. Let's do the other side. Left leg up. Bend and open and feel. That's it. Take a breath. Breathe out. Now straight leg. To put effort, let your head just hang. Stay there. And you're going to lift your bottom heel. Give one full breath. Foot to the floor. High plank. Breathe in. Low plank, up dog, inhale, and go back, downward facing dog. Now, walk your feet all the way to the front of your mat, and go ahead, keep your feet together. Yeah, and little bend in knees. Now, pull to a halfway lift, and with this half lift, put your hands on your thighs or knees or shin. And find full extension here in spine, like crown of your head forward, tailbone back. And if you remember the cat-cows, if you can kind of find a little bit of that, do the opposite of the cat. Do the cow part. Yeah, right there. Now give a full breath here. Now fold down. And rise all the way, mountain pose, to the top. Good. Stay with your breath out. Again, breathe in and reach up. Breathe out. Now you might take your eyes up and go back a little. Take one more breath in. Fold in two. Halfway lift, inhale. Fold. And we'll go one breath up. Inhale to the top. Find a little pause at the reach. Forward fold. Good. And half lift again. Breathe in. Low push up. Hands down. Up dog. Inhale. Downward dog. Now take a breath in. Open your mouth. Push it out. Again. Inhale. Breathe out. Now we'll go one more. Breath in. Let all the air go out. Look forward and step or hop up to your hands. Now half lift. Inhale. Fold. Mountain. Sweep up. Breathe out. Stay there. Now bring your feet together. Try to get your feet all the way together. And try this. Maybe eyes stay looking forward. Just lift your heels off your mat. So come up onto your toes as you're drawing up. Now give one more breath in. Kind of spark it again. Reach. Heels up. Forward fold. Now heels down. Half lift. Inhale. Low push up. Through the flow. Up dog. Inhale. Downward dog. Go back. Now take your right leg high. Just take a breath in. Reach up. Right knee, touch your right elbow with it. Come all the way to it and touch. That's it. Now go up again. Take a breath in. We'll do one more time. Right knee to right elbow, touch. Inhale as you reach high with your foot. Crescent lunge, step up. You're going to lift your back heel. Like put in, kind of like in the down dog, you were lifting heels up. Find it here. Find extension and strength in your back foot. Take a breath in. Good. Breathe out. Maybe begin going up and back. Take another inhale. Stay with your breath out. Take one more breath in. Low push-up, hands down. Just move with control. See if you can stay engaged with control. Up dog, inhale. Downward dog, go back. Now left foot, reach up, breathe in. You go knee to elbow, come forward and touch. Inhale up. So exhale as you touch all the way to it. Now reach up, breathe in. Crescent lunge, step. Yep, come all the way up. And know, as you lift your back heel and come into the strength, you can always bend your back knee just a little bit. Like you can break that tension. Sometimes if you do that, it'll give you more range to go back. So maybe try it. So start looking up if you want to go that way. Hold there. Take a breath in. Breathe out. One more inhale. Low push up. Belly hugs as you go low. Up dog. Inhale. Downward dog. Through your nose. In. Open your mouth. Take one more breath in. Let all of it go. Look forward. Hop or step. Half lift, fold, mountain, up, chair. Good. Breathe in. fold into. Flat back, half lift. Low push up. Just breath out. Up. Down dog. Now right foot, crescent lunge, step up. And you'll rise all the way to the top. Stay right there with your breath out. Now leverage from your feet, lift high. Inhale, chaturanga, low push-up. See if you can stay engaged. Up, back, other side, step it, crescent. So breath in as you rise, breath out, ribs up, inhale, low push-up. Up dog to downward facing. That's it. Now breathe in. Move it out. Go one more. Empty it. Hop or step to the top. Now half lift again. Fold and drop the crown. Now rise, mountain. Chair. That's it. Stay in the rhythm of breath. Take one more inhale. Forward fold. Half lift. Inhale. Low push up. Up dog. Inhale. Downward dog. That's it. Right foot. Crescent lunge. You'll step forward and rise up with breath. And then warrior two, let your back heel land and just, that's it. Hips are gonna open, shoulders square. And see if you can maintain pressure in your back foot while you bend your front knee and kind of lunge into this. Sitting through your nose, breathe in, breathe out, take one more breath in, breathe all of it out. Now reverse, keep your legs, but just reverse, and you should feel a stretch from hip all the way up through your armpit. Two more breaths. Last breath in, this is it. Low push-up, hands down. Up dog, breathe in. Downward dog, other side, crescent lunge, step. Rise up with breath. And then we'll open to warrior two. Yeah, so you just want to give a little, you know, attention to the alignment of it, like strong feet, shoulders square to the right, left thigh bone, maybe a little open rotation. You might even point your left toes open just slightly. And then stay with the attention to breath here. Just let it flow in and out through your nose. Two more. Take one more breath in. Get all the way empty. Keep your legs. Here's the reverse. Lift up. Excellent. Breathe out. Inhale. Feel your front foot. Stay there. Last breath in. Low push up. Up. Down dog. Good. Now full breath in. You just open your mouth. Let it out. So as we move through different postures, you know, bring attention to breath and just kind of notice where it goes. Scientists say that we only have like the attention span typically for like 6 seconds or so out of every minute. So play with that a little bit. Play with it. Notice it. Now bring your feet together. Take your right leg high. Bend this leg. Open up. We're going to flip upside down. So you're going to take your foot all the way over to the floor and right hand will reach up. Just get your feet solid and square on the floor. Get solid. That's it. Upper hand, if you're reaching towards the river, go that way. Let your head pour that way. And notice breath. Keep it moving. Don't let it stop. Now through your nose, reach up with your hand. Breathe in. Stay there. Now lift heels. Give one more breath in. High plank. Come over and go low plank. Upward dog. Breathe in. Downward dog. Now again, right foot, crescent lunge, step up. Right foot. Warrior two, you'll open. Good, now reverse, take a breath in. We're going half moon. So look forward. Come up to a standing balance on your right foot, half moon. Right hand's gonna find maybe a block, maybe the floor. And just for a moment here, let your left arm, let it land on the left side of your body, like down by your hip. Now, become aware of your lifted leg. That's it. And maybe flex your lifted foot. Now, feel that. So it's an engaged lift. Now, reach your left arm up if you haven't. Stay there. And you stay just like that, like a truly stacked shoulders, lungs. Or bend your top leg and reach down and catch onto your foot. Just play with this. If you can, begin to take your eyes up your past your left shoulder. That's it, Sarah, right there. Everybody, through your nose, take a breath in. Breathe out. Just give one more inhale. This is it. And then fold both feet down. All right, rise to mountain. Stand and reach. Breathe out. Give one more inhale. Sink to a chair pose. Sink down. Breathe in. Fold. Come to halfway lift. Low push up. Just go through the flow. You could also just go to down dog. Up dog. Downward dog. We all meet there. Your feet will be together. And the left leg goes up. And you'll bend this. Keep the rhythm happening. Flip all the way. Flip it. It's an engaged lift out of your bottom shoulder. Hand reaches towards the water. Good. And as you reach back up to the ceiling, stack shoulders. Really come up high. Now heels come up too. Give one more breath. Low push-up. Hands down. Up. Back, downward dog. Excellent. Now, left side, crescent lunge, step. Just keep moving. Keep moving to the next posture. Warrior two, open. Reverse, inhale, half moon. And just, you know, from the base, from your bottom base, really press into your standing heel. Let that be kind of like the most direct point that you push into, right there. And then flex your lifted foot again and really get a sense of that, you know, all limbs reaching. Now bend and bind if you're going there. And gently turn your neck so you can look up. Hold right there. Two more breaths. Almost like dominoes, that's good. Take one more breath in. Fold, both feet down. Halfway lift, inhale. And go low push up. Up dog, breathe in. All right, downward facing dog. Full breath. Open your mouth. Do it again. In, out. Now take your left leg high. Just take a breath in as you reach. We're going crescent lunge. Step up. Take your right arm and do eagle arm, like this eagle arm bind. So right elbow will wrap under your left and hands will hook. And keeping your bind with your hands right here. If you want to go up and back, you're more than welcome to like lift your chin and take it into a little back bend. But you go through three more of your breaths. And your fourth inhale, you'll just stand up to full eagle. You'll look forward and step your back leg up and wrap it over your left. That's it. So you get this standing eagle posture. Right leg over your left. With all this going on, can you just maintain that presence of breath? Good. Now take one more breath in. Breathe out. And just sweep out. Stand tall. Both feet down. Reach. Now sink to a chair pose. Sink down. And hands go to your heart center. Now if you can, you don't have to, but Maybe bring feet to where there's like 4 or 5 inches in between. So you have a little bit of space in between your knees and thighs. Without even having anything there, just engage, just like you're drawing your thigh bones up into your hip. You might even give an engagement in your torso, whatever's needed. Now hands to your heart if you're not. Now take another breath in. Keep your legs and just twist to the right. And you totally... see if you can just keep this space between your knees and just lift your right shoulder up using your bottom arm if you want. And just see where that range goes, the range of your twist. Where is it? All right, now one more breath in. And then fold, drop your head. Now stand to the top, inhale all the way up to mountain. Just get a big reach. Let's do chair again, sink in. So you actually have like this invisible block right in between your knees. Think of it like that. Or some of us have real blocks too. It's all good. Now breathe in, keep your knees, and just give it the turn. Give turn to the other way, twist the other side. It's an anchored legs. Three more breaths. Heels, feel your heels. Stay there. Your last exhale is a fold when you're there. You just count. When you're there, you'll fold all the way in. All right, now halfway lift, inhale. High push up, go to low push up or down dog. Up dog if you're there. Downward facing dog. All right, now take a breath in. Open your mouth, push it out. Now take your other leg high, reach up, and we'll go into crescent lunge. So I think it's right leg high. Crescent lunge. And as you come up, set your eyes and do eagle arms, left arm under. And if you're going back, go back. Go into a little back bend. If you're going there, three more of your breaths. So there's no rush. When you get through, you just look forward and we go full eagle at the top. Excellent. Just find your smooth, focused transition. Two more breaths. One more breath in. Breathe out. And then sweep out. Just stand tall. Reach up. Tree pose. Hands go to your heart. Take your right foot. Plug it into your standing thigh. Or if you have another variation of it, that's fine. Do that. But yeah, just getting your foot and thigh together and standing in that tall mountain pose. That's the starting point. If you want to take your arm somewhere, go for it. You don't have to. If you want to take your eyes maybe to a new point, shift just a bit. Hold right there. Take one more breath in. Other side. Foot down and you move right into it. Say, wherever you're going with arms, take it there. Now you're taking five more of your breaths. Your last exhale will just be a fold, and you can let this build to the fold. Maybe both feet down when you're there, no rush. Then when you're there, it's just a forward fold all the way down. Halfway lift when you're there, and step back, downward facing dog. Now spread your fingers wide. Bring your feet together, and you're going to walk your feet like halfway up your mat. And if you can keep your hands flat into the floor, you could walk your feet up a little more, but hands flat, palms down, you want that. And we're going to do a little handstand bounds. Right leg will go up, right leg goes up, look down in between your hands, like straight there, and then you just bound up into a little hop. See if you can just find a little yes, just like that. And if you can, if you have like a handstand down, go for it. Fold, yeah, stay with it. Awesome. Just find a little hop. It doesn't even have to be big. Now everyone, give three more bounds. Three more. If you're holding handstand, stay. Just stay. And then sit down. Sit down. Or take child's pose, either way. So you can just sit on your heels and close your eyes and just feel breath move. So it'll be in through your nose, out through your mouth if you need. We're going to do that one more time. Okay, so set up your hands. I love this because it's so unnatural in so many ways, just going upside down. Maybe even try your other leg. Try the leg that you're not used to bounding with. Try it. Go again. Tell you a little secret is using your fingers, like really gripping the floor as you hop. That helps. That totally helps. It's like your brakes. Keeps you from going too far. You notice the more you're engaged in your arms, the more control that you have even when you're coming back down. Two more. Yeah, that was awesome. All right, and then sit down, take child's pose. If you want to sit on your heels again, close your eyes and, you know, just let your shoulders drop. Just feel your breath move through you. Instead of this being like in between sets of lifting weights or doing some kind of cardio sprint, really stay in tune with breath here. If you can, you can gain control. You can gain focus. Downward facing dog. Take your right leg high and down dog. Take a breath in. Go warrior two. You guys set up warrior two. And just like before, reverse pull up. Straighten your front leg this time. And really leverage through your feet. Push. Take a breath in from here and go triangle. Right hip back as you reach forward. Now from an alignment standpoint, as you push into your feet, open your right thigh just a little bit. So have a little external rotation. So just tiny, yes. And it's going to shift this. It's going to. That's it, Troy. Push your front leg straight. Mm-hmm. Straight. Yeah. Take your hand here, and you can come up even higher. Now open this leg a little more. Now from there, it's straight up. And you can straighten this arm. Yeah. So it's a truly, yeah, engaged opening. So if you wanted to get lighter in your bottom hand, you just use more legs, use more feet, use more core. Now three more breaths from here. Your last exhale is a wide fold to your left. when you're there, you turn all toes left. That's it. And go wide with your feet if you can. Go wide, and you'll know your limit. Your limit will be when it starts getting slippery or your feet don't actually make good contact. Yep, a little bend in knees can be really good here. And there you go, let your head drop in. Let the downward slope happen. Maybe even reach through your legs. Hands would turn face down and just gently pull yourself into a deeper fold. All right, so put hands back under shoulders and you'll pull to a halfway lift, this long spine, and then high plank in the front. Come to high plank, hands at the front, high push-up. Feet back. Go low push up. Upward facing dog. Breathe in. Down dog. All the way back. Let's do the other side. Left leg. Go up. Warrior two. And once you get there, start your left thigh with an open track. Now reverse and straighten your front leg. It. Triangle. You draw your left hip back as you reach. And the rhythm of your breath in and out through your nose if possible. Three more. Maybe look up your right arm. Straight up. Your last exhale will take you to the fold on the right side. Wide fold right. And if you have a variation of this that you practice, feel free to go there or just simply stay in the fold. I tell you though, if you maybe go wider with your feet just to bring a little more heat to it or more stretch. There's more stretch in going wide too. About three more breaths here. All right, feet down if they're still up. And again, long spine, take a breath in and then walk your hands to the front of your mat, go downward facing dog. Downward dog. Now here's a little balance for you. So take your feet wider than hip width, maybe. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to lift your right hand off the floor and lift your left foot off the floor. And so the two other points are, just find that point of balance. See if you can engage core. Now switch. Do your other hand and other foot. Switch. All right, go down dog. So let me tell you, there's a little bit of a secret. So if you move your feet up just a little bit and let your heels make contact, try that. Do it again. Get where your heels can make a little contact and then lift up, right hand, left. Yep. Now bend your top leg and reach down and catch your foot. Reach down, catch it. That's it. And then switch sides. Do the other side. Catch on. That's it. Hold there. All right. Downward facing dog. Stay with me. We're going to the floor, okay? Pull to high push up. Take a breath in and just lower down. 5, 4. Bend your arms. 3, 2. The floor. All the way down. Let your ear lay flat. Let your arms lay beside you. Yeah, just comfortably. Ear down and arms beside you. Just let go for a moment. Completely let go. bend your legs. We're going to catch on to your feet. This is Bo. Now don't have a rush to go into full extension here. Now catch on to your feet and just begin to lift yourself up. Lift your shoulders up. Begin extending your legs to lift your upper body. And feel this out. And no rush into the peak. But from here, give yourself three more of your breaths. Be in the strength of your legs. Just stay in the muscle strength. And then when you get through, it's ear to the floor. Let your legs go. Seriously, don't think about how bendy can I be. Think about going into the range of motion that you have and maintaining muscle strength. Ready? Let's do it again. Bend your legs. Catch on to your feet and let it go where it goes. Don't force. You might even find like a softening in your jaw and your face to go into this. Here we are. Three more breaths from here. And it's here when you're there. And put your feet in the air, and you're just going to let your feet like wave side to side. And just notice the movement of hips. It can be nice. All right, so you can press back to a child's pose. If you want to go up dog to down dog, you can definitely do that. But peel yourself up off the floor and let a little counter stretch happen if that's needed. So just a few breaths here. And then, if you need, get a quick drink of water, but go to your back. Lay on your back. So feet towards the river, if you can. We're going to do bridge. So bring your feet in and lift your hips up. Bridge pose. Come on up. Is that a yawn? Also known as yawn pose. Come on up. And lift using your legs, push into your feet, lift your spine up. Maybe find heels up too, and it's just more leverage through toes. That's it. Now give yourself one more breath in from here, and then slowly with control down to the floor. Through your nose, breathe in. Open your mouth, let it out. Now go again, bridge or wheel. Wheel, full back bend. Hands by your ears and go for it. Five more breaths from here. Yes. Just stay in the strength. And when you're there, you come down slowly, no rush. Through your nose, take a breath in again, and you open your mouth, move the air out. Do that again. In, out. All right, last one. Wheel or bridge. Ready, set, go. That's it. And if you can come into wheel for 2 seconds, come into it for 2 seconds. That's it. Now take a variation. You could do in bridge or wheel, knee to your chest, toes to the ceiling. That's it. And you just switch sides when you're there. Good. Everybody, from here, five more breaths. And again, it doesn't have to be bendier. Just stay. When you're there, you'll come down. Good work. Now, when you get there, you get all the way down, let your feet come together, let your knees fall. Close your eyes and through your nose, just take a deep breath in, and again, open your mouth. Just stay with it. Maintaining control. Maintaining control of breath, even if it's moving, even if it's moving, it almost like it feels uncontrollable. If you just give it the attention, you'll regain control. Now, draw your knees together and round yourself into a shape that just works for you, whatever that is. Now take your legs up and we'll go upside down in some way, which you simply could just take your legs straight up and put a block under you or shoulder stand it. You want to go to headstand or handstand, go there. I'll tell you though, wherever you go, if you're going with a block under your hips, then bring awareness to what you're doing and feel, fully experience feet above you, feet in the way they are, the sensation of being the highest point in your body. If you're doing any other posture, same thing, bring awareness to it, which might be a variation. One variation is feet over your head towards the floor, or feet going in opposite directions. You could do that as well. If you're in headstand, when you get your feet straight back up above you, try turning your hips to one direction. Turn your hips all the way to the right and then maybe to the left. Now we're here for about 30 more seconds. Oh. Tried to catch your foot. I was like, oh. And slowly, when you're ready, slowly start making your way down. That's it. So on your back. All right, so we're going to go to half pigeon. So just draw your knees in towards your chest, rock yourself up. Take your right leg forward. If you want to step to down dog, rock up and put your hands down, step back to down dog, and then you can step into it from there. But right leg forward, left leg back, half pigeon. And so from an alignment standpoint, your right knee is going to be a little wider maybe than your hip. So think of that, right knee just slightly wider. That's it, Troy. So from there, just start letting your back knee slide away from you. That's your path. That's your path. Perfect. And still maintaining control and awareness of breath. See if you can just stay with 5 more exhales from here. when you get through, you'll bend your back leg, you just reach down and catch on to your foot. Now, I'll tell you, if you're somewhat tight and it feels like a big reach, come up higher. Maybe put a block under your right hip. If you put a block under your right hip and actually sit on it, it'll give you some stability, like a good base to reach back and catch on to your foot. All right, switch sides. Or down dog. You could go from down dog too. So other leg forward. Like you began practice in child's pose, feel your way, patiently feel your way into this. Without having to force anything, notice where, like your left hip, notice where that is in relation to the floor. And it might not be going to the floor, but if you can just notice it. So five more exhales. Get there, we'll just do the little bend of your back leg. Take that same stretch that you found. That's it. And then release that back leg, bring it around in front of you, and just lay all the way to your back. Lay to your back, draw your right knee in, give it a squeeze. And then take a twist, supine twist. So it goes over to the left side. You want to get your hip stacked. And even if your shoulder, your right shoulder doesn't touch, that's okay. Just let your hip stack. Go to your back just for a moment. Get centered. Let your hips, let your shoulders, let your spine be just centered. And then draw your other knee in, give it a squeeze, and let's go the other way. to your back. Take a final stretch. Really, you could like hug into a ball. If you wanted to simply pull apart, do that. If you want a shoulder stand, do that. Happy baby. And eventually allow yourself just to be completely flat on the floor. If comfort, if you need to be on your side for comfort, do that. But eventually lay legs flat. Lay your arms beside you. Palms will face up and through your nose, just give one last deep with effort breath. And open it up and let it go. Shavasana, final rest. Let everything just start to get still. Surrender the full weight of your body to the floor. With no movement, notice your feet and just the way they are. The contact of your heels, the angle of your toes. Bring full awareness to the space around your toes and your feet. Notice the contact of your hips and your mat. Just be aware of that. Notice the space from your heels all the way to your hips. Bring awareness to the crown of your head, the very top pointing back. And notice the space between the crown of your head all the way down your spine to your hips, as if you're inching along. Stay just as you are. You could roll into a ball on your side, either way. Awaken your breath, maybe deepen it. Awaken fingers and toes. As you're ready, we'll just come up to a seated position. Hands to your heart center and just through your nose, take a deep breath in. Open your mouth, let it out. Hands up to your forehead, and all together we say, Namaste. 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 Thank you guys. Thanks for being here. Y'all have a great weekend. If you have any questions, let me know.